各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brethren.
感谢主，让我们能够继续来一起学习关于家庭和侍奉之间的关系，以及我们应该有的心态。
And so we thank God that we can continue to learn the relationship between family and servant and the attitudes that we should have.
我们今天的题目就蛮刺激的，就是说侍奉是儿女的绊脚石吗？儿女是侍奉的绊脚石吗？
And so today we have a topic that is quite exciting. So we will be talking about whether services are a stumbling block to your children or are your children a stumbling block to a service.
这种讲法就很直接，因为我们可能平常不敢直接讲出来，但是心里有可能会这样想哦。
And so this title is very blunt and very direct. And so sometimes we might think about these things, but we're not there to say this directly.
那我们今天就要很直接的来谈这样的观念。
But today we will be talking about this directly.
因为我们有时候可能会觉得哎呀，我要照顾孩子，那我这样子还有办法来同时还要侍奉吗？
And so sometimes we may wonder that I need to look after my children, so will I have enough time to also serve?
这真的有很多困难，我也很了解，因为我现在一个孩子8个月，一个孩子4岁。
And so there's a lot of difficulties and challenges which I also understand because I also have a child that is 4 years old and another one that is 8 months old.
那很多时候就是不要做最简单最单纯。
And so a lot of the time if you simply don't serve it will be the easiest and the simplest.
那这样是神所喜悦的吗？
However, is this pleasing to God?
更重要的是这样对我们以及我们的孩子我们的家庭好吗？
And what's more important is this beneficial to ourselves, to our children and to our family?
我们先一起来看诗篇127篇第三节。
Let's turn to Psalm 127 verse 3.
诗篇127篇第三节。
Psalm 127 verse 3. Verse 3.Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
这个英文的这一个版本，其实我也看好几个版本，好像也都是这样翻译。
And so I read several English translations, and they're all translated like this.
那他把这个heritage 是吗？这个他后面就是 from the Lord。那只有说它的这个来源是从神来的，却没有说这个产业到底是谁的。
And so here it only says the heritage is from the Lord, but it never mentioned who does this heritage belongs to.
那如果回到希伯来文里面的话
，But if we look to the Hebrew,
那其实这个产业。跟神之间的关系很清楚，就是它有这个所有格的关系，这个产业是神的。
And so if we look into the Hebrew language, then this becomes very clear because the Lord actually owns this heritage.
所以这个产业是神的产业。
And so this is the heritage of the Lord.
如果我们把它整句直接的翻译，就是说儿子或子孙是神的产业，那子宫的果实是报酬。
And so if we translate this directly, when we transliteration is behold, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
那所以神让我们能够我们的子宫可以生出孩子，这是神给人的一个一个赏赐，一个报酬。
And therefore, when you are able to conceive and give birth, this is a reward from the Lord.
所以当夏娃第一次发现，我竟然生了一个孩子，所以她很高兴的 把他取名叫该隐，意思是说我从神那里得了一个男子。
And so when Eve found out that she was conceived and begotten a son, she was very happy, and then the son came, which means that I have gotten a son from the Lord.
那这个喜悦是神给我们的一个赏赐。
And this happiness or this joy is a reward from the Lord.
然后成为父母这一件事也是神给我们的一个赏赐。
And becoming parent itself is also a reward from the Lord.
因为借着成为父母这一件事，我们学习很多种的，很多层面的侍奉。
And because from becoming a parent, we can learn many different aspects of service.
但是这个孩子本身是神的。
However, this child itself belongs to God.
那只是啊，借着神给我们这个生产的过程、养育的过程，那这些是神给我们的啊工资，神给我们的报酬。
And but the process of giving birth and the process of raising children is a reward from the Lord.
所以我们要重新认识养育孩子这一件事，它不是我们家里的私事。
And so we need to have a new understanding of raising a child because it is not just a private matter of my household.
不是说我要先顾好我自己的这个私事之后，我再出来侍奉神。
And so it's not to say that I need to take care of my private matter first, and then I came out to serve God.
它不是像我们自己经营的事业。
And so it is not like a business that we run for ourselves.
他的所有权不是属于我们的。
And because the ownership is not ours.
而是我们受托于神，我们要帮神来顾好他的产业。
But we have been entrusted by God to take care of God's heritage.
然后借着这个侍奉的过这个养育的过程，我们学习侍奉。
And through the process of raising children, we learn how to serve.
所以我们做父母的，其实我们包含两重的身份。
And so as parents, we have two different status.
第一个是我们本身就是神的产业了。
And firstly, we ourselves are the heritage of God.
所以神本来就会不断的建造我们。
And so God will continually to build us up.
不是说我们还小的时候我们是产业，神的产业，然后等到我们长大了，我们就不是了，我们就变成就轮到我们的孩子做神的产业，然后我们就不再是神的产业，并不是这样。
And so the concept is not that when we were young, we are a heritage of the Lord, and when we grow up, we are no longer heritage of the Lord, but our children become the new heritage of the Lord. This is not the correct concept.
我们一生，终其一生，在我们还没有出生，一直到我们归向神的时候，我们永远都是神的产业。
And throughout the days of our lives, before we were even born, until the day we pass away, we are always the heritage of the Lord.
所以今天我们虽然在做父母，但神也借着这个过程继续建造我们。
And therefore, even though today we are a parent, through this process, God continues to build us up.
我们一起来看路加福音第八章22-25节。
Let's re-look chapter 8, verse 22 to 25.
路加福音第八章22-25节是平静风和浪的这个事件。
So, Luke chapter 8, verse 22 to 25, it is the event where Jesus calms the wind and the waves.
那这个故事应该我们都蛮熟的。
And I believe everyone is very familiar with this story.
小孩子可能也很熟，因为我发现那个儿童的圣经故事几乎都会有这一段。
And I believe even children are very familiar with this story because a lot of the Bible story for kids contains this event.
但是我们是只是把它当作一个圣经故事，还是我们经常去想我是不是就像在船里的那些门徒吗？
But however, do we treat this just as a story, or do we often think about, are we the disciples on this boat?
我们注意到门徒会在那艘船上，是因为主耶稣主动邀请他们上船的。
And we will find that the reason that the disciples are on this boat is because Jesus invited them to come onto this boat.
这是在第二十二节。
And this is recorded in verse 22.
那这一艘船是有耶稣同在的。
And so this boat has the abundance of Jesus.
那今天我们会觉得说，诶，我为什么会上了一艘就是让叫我当父母的这艘船呢？
And so today we might wonder why did we get on this boat to become a parent.
变成我必须要担负这一个，有时候会觉得是重担。
And so we may need to shoulder up this so-called burden from time to time.
有时候会在养育孩子的过程遇到很多挫折。
And during the process of raising children, we might encounter a lot of setbacks.
在家庭生活里，我们可能会常常会很发火，或者是很焦虑，很担忧。
Sometimes in our family life, we might get angry, we might get worried, and we might be anxious.
那是不是我们的心就像这个世纪里面的这个海浪呢？
And so is our heart like the waves mentioned in this story?
那门徒在那个时候遇到了这些风浪，他的反应就是用他的本能去面对。
And so during this event,The disciples use their instinct to react to this event.
其实他们已经跟随耶稣一阵子了。
And in fact, they have followed Jesus for a period of time.
他们不是不知道耶稣有权柄，有能力。
And it is not to say that they do not know that Jesus has the authority and the power.
但是当他们在风浪当中，他们还是用本能来反应。
But in the midst of the waves, they still react to the event through their instinct.
我们注意到在路加福音的这一段前面，就是第八章的九到十八节这一段是撒种的比喻。
And we know that prior to this event, in Luke chapter 8, verse 9 to 18, we have the parable of the sower.
主耶稣在解释大家听了道之后会有因为心田的状态不同，所以会产生不同的结果。
And Jesus is explaining that because the mind are different, so after listening to a sermon, we will have different results.
当主耶稣解释完这四种心田之后，讲了一句很特别的话，在十六节。
And so after Jesus explained the four different kinds of mind, Jesus say a very special word in verse 16.
十六到十七，请读。
Verse 16 to verse 17. 16. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vest or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. 17.For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be, known and come to light.
十八节的上半句。
And verse 18, first half. Therefore, take heed how you hear, for whoever has to him more will, for whoever has to him more will be given.
我们有没有注意到主耶稣在这里他说隐藏的都要把它显露出来。
And so do we notice that here Jesus say that everything that is hidden will be revealed?
我们怎么听，我们平常听到听很多，但是我们实际上是什么样的心田，是主耶稣会用我们遇到的事情来把它显露出来。
And so it, like how we listen to the word of God, it will be revealed by the things that we encounter.
我们平常都有聚会，可是当我们面对遇而上的挫折的时候，我们怎么反应，那就会显露出我们信心的实底。
And so we may come to services often, but when we encounter challenges in raising children, then this will reflect our state of faith.
所以主耶稣主动邀请门徒去经历海浪，是要来显露他们信心的不足。
And so Jesus invited the disciple to experience these waves in order to reveal the aspect that they are lacking on their faith.
那同样的，主耶稣邀请我们上了这个家庭的船，做父母的船，也要借着这个过程来提升，来显露我们信心的状态。
And so similarly, Jesus invited us onto this boat of having a family, of being a parent in order to raise the state of our faith.
所以我们的选择就会显露出我们的信到底是怎么样。我们是选择暂停事工，以儿女为重，还是我们能够信靠和我们同在一艘船上的主来面对这一切。
And so the choices that we make will reveal the state of our faith. So do we choose to put our children first and stop all services to God, or will we rely on God who is also on the same boat?
那这是第一层，我们作为父母，我们的身份，主耶稣要不断的借着这个过程来建造我们。
So this is the first aspect that through the status as a parent, God will continue to build us up.
那第二层就是我们是主耶稣所托付的照顾他建造他产业 的人。
And the second aspect is that we are the people that God has entrusted his heritage to in order to build up and look after his heritage.
那其实我们就是这个帮忙照顾这个园子 的仆人而已啊。
And so we are a servant that has been entrusted with the task of looking after this garden.
那其实真正在建造、在浇灌、在看守的是谁呢？
But who is the person that is truly watching over this garden and to take care of this garden and build up this garden?
我们看以赛亚书的27章第三节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 27 verse 3.Book of Isaiah chapter 27 verse 3. I the Lord keep it, I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day.
唯有我们的主是能够昼夜都不睡， 凡事都同在全知的。
And so only our Lord will be able to keep it night and day without sleepingAnd that he knows everything.
也只有他能够真正知道我们孩子的需要。
And only God knows the true need of our children.
那所以其实这个也在建造我们的一个信心，就是交托。
And so this is to build up our faith, to learn to entrust.
把它交托给神，而不是想要请自己的权力 来养育儿女而已。
And so it is for us to learn how to entrust everything to God and not just use our own method to raise our own children.
所以接下来我们就要来分享作为父母要怎么样同时保持侍奉又保持自己被建造。
And so now we are going toHere, as a parent, how can we continue to serve and at the same time allow ourselves to be built up?
那在心态跟观念上，我会谈到三点。
And so I will talk about three different attitudes.
第一个就是要放胆交托。
And firstly is be bold and entrust.
其实 我这个人就是一个很喜欢掌控一切的人。
And so personally for myself, I like to be in control of everything.
在见证那个落实的过程也有讲到，我连都已经行动不便，我只剩一张嘴了，然后我还想要去控制一切，然后如果没办法控制，我就很焦虑。
And so I've talked about this in my testimony, that even though I'm not able to move during that car accident, I still wanted to be in control of everything. And when I'm not in control, I start to worry.
那在养育孩子的这个经历里面，我也就因为很多事情其实在不在我的掌控当中，所以就会很焦虑，也很容易和家人产生冲突。
And so when I'm raising my own children, because certain things are outside of my control, and therefore I have conflict with my family.
比如说，我好不容易终于让孩子睡着了，我已经花了超一个小时，终于让他睡着，结果有人发出一点声音，结果孩子又醒过来，我就会非常火大。
And for example, if I spend an hour to calm my children so that they fall asleep, and then someone makes some sound and woke up the children, then I will become furious.
那其实就是这一些过程，就我在慢慢反省，然后就发现原来我也是用本能在面对很多的挫折，然后才开始向神悔改，然后去改变自己。
And through this process, then I examine myself and realize that I'm also using my instinct to react to all these things, and therefore I need to repent to God and start correcting myself.
那在交托上面呢，也对我来说是一个很大的挑战。
And also it's a big challenge for me to learn how to entrust.
因为我很看重小孩的很多习惯，就是我建立他某些习惯，那如果交给不知道这些习惯的人，我就会觉得他会破坏我建立起来这些习惯。
Because I'm very conscious and I pay a lot of attention to build up certain habits for my children, and if I allow someone who do not know about this habit to look after my children, then I will feel that they are destroying the habit that I have built up over time.
所以在今年农历过年的时候那时候回婆婆家。
And so this year during the Chinese New Year, I went to my in-law's house.
那时候小的这个宝宝他六个月。
And so my younger child is 6 months old at the time.
但是回去要去参加那个，会经过一个安息日。
But when I return to my in-law's house, I will spend one Saturday there.
那就我先生跟我通常就是会一人负责一节的讲道。
And so usually my husband and I, we will deliver a sermon each.
但是我只要想到去回到婆家，那个是一个不熟悉的环境，那我如果要上台去讲道，那就要去克服很多困难，我预先就要先做好很多准备。
And but I thought to myself, because I'm returning to my in-law's house, it's an unfamiliar place, and therefore if I need to deliver a sermon, I need to do a lot of preparation ahead of time.
而且这个小的宝宝他之前没有在婆家过夜过我就光是想他前一晚会不会不适应，然后当天谁要顾他，他会不会哭着找妈妈，我就想到一堆，我就觉得我宁愿不要领会。
And so I thought to myself, my younger child never spent a night in my in-law's house, would the baby be able to get used to the environment? Would the baby woke up the previous night? And so I thought a lot about these challenges, and I thought to myself, it would be easier if I don't deliver a sermon.
但是我的先生就只是跟我说，你不要忘记你的职分。
And but My husband told me, do not forget about your duty.
那我就好就默默的没有再说什么，然后我就开始去承担那些本来就应该要去处理的事先做的那些预备。
And so then I kept silent and then I said, okay, then I start to do all the preparations that I need to do.
那其实最需要准备的是我应该要有一个放胆交托给神，然后交托给其他的人来照顾这样的心。
And so the most preparation I need to do is be bold and to entrust everything to God and entrust my baby to someone else to look after.
那很奇妙的就是那一天，其实我之前就跟婆婆在沙盘推演，然后跟她说啊，可能要注意哪些细节。
And beforehand, I was talking to my mother-in-law and told her that these are the things that may happen and these are the details that you need to pay attention to.
结果在那一天一早，先生的妹妹就带着一个背巾过来。
And so during that day, the younger sister of my husband, came.
其实我没有主动跟小姑说这件事，但是她就很主动的想到可以怎么做。
And but in fact, I didn't tell her about these things, but she thought of this herself.
而且她照顾孩子的观念跟做法其实跟我比较接近。
And the way she looked after babies are very similar to myself.
所以我其实不用跟她解释很多，交代很多。她那天就把小的这个宝宝就直接就带走了，然后宝宝很喜欢他。
And so I don't need to do a lot of explanation to her, and she know what to do. So on the day, she took away my young baby, and the baby really liked her.
那所以很奇妙的，就神已经帮我预备好。那我其实那一天就整个觉得比我想象的简单很多，而且非常顺利。
And so marvelously, God has prepared everything, and so the day went a lot more smoother than I imagined.
我们一起看路加福音第九章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章59-61节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 59-61.
请读。
Luke.Chapter 9, verse
51. 59-61.
59-61. 59. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. 60. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. 61. And another also said, Lord,I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.
这两个人他其实都是有家庭的牵绊。
And so both of these people, they have families.
那主耶稣告诉他们说
Just told them.
就任凭这个世人他们会有世人的牵绊。
And so the people of the world will have their own worries.
但是我们是神在末世所设立、所拣选的仆人。
But we are a servant that God has established and chosen in this end of time.
我们就放胆去传扬神的道。
And therefore, we need to be bold to preach the gospel.
那我们不要说我要跟从你啊，但是呢，我还以我家里的需要为一个更高的priority.
And so we should not say to God, Lord, I want to follow you, but my family is a higher priority.
主耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
Because Jesus said, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
我们必须很严肃的来看待主耶稣告诉我们的这句话。
And so we need to look at this word that Jesus has spoken very seriously.
不要以为说我只是一个普通信徒。
And do not consider that I'm just a normal believer.
因为刚才说了，其实我们每一个人在末世被主耶稣所拣选、所设立，就是要发挥我们被设立的价值。
And because we have just mentioned that in these end days that Jesus has established and chosen us for a purpose.
那所以我们只要放胆交托，主必负责。
And so as long as we are bold and entrust everything to the Lord, then the Lord will bear responsibility for everything.
那但是呢，一个家里的一个人要能够安心放胆的来侍奉，后面必须要有人做他的backup。
And so for one person in the family to be bold and entrust everything to God to come out and to serve, behind the scene there are people who need to support and be their backup.
所以像我自己的我现在能够坐在这里很安然的跟大家分享，是因为我的两个孩子在家里有我妈妈我姐姐在照顾。
And the reason why I'm able to sit here to share my experience with you is because my mother and my sister, my older sister is at my home looking after my children.
所以一人侍奉其实是全家要一同来献上。
And so when a person is serving God, in fact, the entire family need to be offered to God.
那家里有孩子的那家中不论是配偶或者是其他的亲戚，其实都应该要用我在协助圣工的心态来帮忙照顾孩子。
And so if a person in the family is serving God, then the spouse and even sometimes the relative need to use an attitude is that I'm serving God to help with looking after the children.
所以上阵的与在后方照顾的都是得同样的赏赐。
And so the one who went into battle will have the same reward as the one who looked after the equipment.
那我们要谈的第二个心态就是要相信主必看顾。
And the second attitude or the second mindset we need to have is that we need to believe that God will provide and look after us.
那这个相信也会成为第一个我们讲之所以可以放胆的一个基础。
And I believe that this will be the foundation that we can build upon to become bold and courageous.
在我的第一胎，我其实就想说我好好的来陪伴他，把他顾好，那我之后再回来侍奉好了。
And so when I'm having my first child, I also thought about that I will focus on looking after this child and after the child grow up, then I will come back and serve.
那在讲落实的那个见证的时候也有讲，结果到六个月我就被落实达到，我就去住院，回来我之前所努力建立的关系也好，他的习惯也好，全部都归零。
And so I also bear testimony. So during the car accident I had, I have to be hospitalized. Or after I return home, all the habit that I built up, are back to zero.
那现在这个孩子他的各种信仰的表现观念，还有跟我的关系，全部都是等我又回来。侍奉神在这个很有限的时间当中，很奇妙的神就帮助让我们建立得很好。
And so the older child that she has a good faith and good value system, but marvelously all these are built up with the limited time that I have after I return to serving God.
所以到了第二胎的时候我就想，那我还要这样 在, 再休个半年陪他吗？
And so when I have my second child, then I start to wonder, do I need to take half a year off so that I can spend time with this child?
那所以就只有休完这个国家给的八周的产假，我就想，好，算了，就交托给神，我就回来侍奉吧。
And so I only took off the 8 weeks of parental leave, and then I came back to serve.
那很奇妙的就是还在那个产假期间，那我们就一直想要怎么样帮助这个小孩可以睡过夜。
And so marvelously that during this 8 weeks of parental leave, we try to think of a way to help this child to sleep overnight.
但是就还没有做到。
But we still have not yet achieved this.
但是就在我要回来侍奉的第一天
But on the first day that I returned to service,
那一天他就莫名其妙就睡过夜，从晚上八点睡到隔天七点。
And but strangely, that night the child slept overnight from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. the next day.
我没有特别教他怎么做，我也没有用很多策略，就是莫名其妙，我就早上醒来一下，哎，不对，他昨天怎么没有醒？
And so I did not use any method to train the child, to train the baby, and somehow the baby just slept overnight by itself.
就一直到今天。
And so until today.
那所以当我们把自己献上，主就必看顾。
And so when we offer ourselves to the Lord, then the Lord will look after us and the Lord will provide.
那后来呢，我又想，哎，因为我的第一胎我是有陪他将近一年，因为被石头打到以后，我又休了半年的病假，所以我几乎陪了他一年。
And so later on, I thought to myself, for my first child, I spent almost a year with her because after my car was hit by a boulder, I rested for another 6 months.
那我就想，第二胎我好像陪她很少，这样对她有点亏欠。所以呢，刚好我在生完第二胎之后，就是那个被落石打到的肩膀这里其实还有手术要做，我就想，哦，那就再做那个手术，然后我又休了一个月。
And so I thought to myself, I never spend a lot of time with my second child, and I feel sorry for the child. So I thought to myself, my shoulder still having operation that I need to do, so I took another month off.
那这个月有没有好好的陪到小孩呢？
But during this month, did I spend quality time with my children?
结果是没有，因为呢，那个月几乎都在跑医院。
And the result is I did not, because during that month, I spent most of my time in hospital.
那这个宝宝他就一下子皮肤严重过敏，一下肠胃炎，一直去看医生。
And so this child have eczema and also having stomach issues. And so we are in the hospital all the time.
那连我呢，我这个骨科也要回诊，然后我还觉得自己的乳房好像有摸到硬块，所以就一直就在排那个乳房外科的检查，就连续排了好几天。
And so for myself, I also have a lot of health issues, and so I need to go through a lot of examinations.
所以几乎没有什么陪到孩子，然后跟老大也产生很多冲突。
And so I did not spend much time with my baby, and also I have a lot of conflict with my older child.
那后来这个乳房的检查，最后一次看报告的时间，医生就看来看去就问我几月几号可以吗？我一看，那天就是我回来就是休假结束回来侍奉的第一天，那个中午去看报告。
And so after I have a lot of breast scanning, the doctor asked me if I can return to look at the report. And that happens to be the first day that I return to service, and it's around lunchtime.
然后在约好这一天的这个日期的时候，我就想，一定不会，就是这个检查一定是正常。
And so at the time when I set the appointment, I thought to myself the result would be normal.
因为呢，这就会是一个结，一个句点，就是好了，我要开始侍奉了。那这些有的没的检查就会结束，因为神只是要我知道我我没有办法完全献上自己的话，那就会有这么多有的没的事情。但是如果我安然的献上自己，神就会看顾一切。
And so I thought to myself, because that's the day that I will be returned to service, and therefore it will be the end of all these endless examinations, because God simply wants me to know that if I cannot offer up myself completely, then I will encounter many issues. But if I can completely offer up myself, then nothing wrong will happen.
所以很奇妙的，从我又回来侍奉之后，就是宝宝的皮肤就没事了，现在这个房子也是很没有特别在整理，可能还是很多细菌病毒，但是他的皮肤就没事。
And so marvelously after I returned to service, the skin condition of my baby just resolved by itself, and we did not specially need to clean the house or do anything extra, and the issue was simply resolved.
他的肠胃也都很正常。
And so her stomach is returned to normal.
所以放胆为主奔跑，主必做坚固的后盾。
And so if we are bold, and to run for the Lord, then the Lord will be our most secure reliance.
那跟老大其实能够交通的时间就变得更有限，但是神就会让我们的那些交通变得更更有效率，就是说不用花很长的时间，但是却能够让他感受到深刻的陪伴。
And so the time that I spent with my older child become limited, but God will allow this time that I spent with my child to become more effective, so that even though I did not spend a lot of time with her, she can still feel that I'm accompanying her.
那第三个想要和大家分享的观念就是主必预备充足的能力。
And the third concept I want to share with you is that God will give you enough strength and power.
那有时候我们会推辞圣工，是觉得我其实最近的状态，就是属灵的状态不够好，我没有充分的时间可以准备，我就不敢接受。
And so sometimes the reason why we turn down a divine word is because we thought that our spiritual life is not in a good state. I do not have enough time to prepare this well, and therefore I dare not accept this divine word.
尤其是像带领的这种工作，当教员啊，或者是教唱诗啊，或者是讲道啊。
And especially leadership type of divine work, for example, choir teacher or leading hymns or to deliver a sermon.
刚才讲的那个过年的时候我要领会。
And so just when I mentioned that during the Chinese New Year, I need to deliver a sermon.
因为我其实一开始是想说要推辞，就耍赖，就是我先生，你就领整天，所以我是真的没准备。
And so because in the beginning, I wanted my husband to lead sermon for the whole day, and so I did not prepare.
那到后来就变成我就顺服就好，那我就要领会，那就要赶快准备啊。
And later on, I became submissive to my husband, and therefore I started preparing our sermon.
那我就想，哦，我应该就是半夜会有这个自己的时间可以准备。
And then I thought to myself, around midnight, I will have my own time that I can then spend on preparing sermon.
那在平常的时候用半夜这是没有问题。
And so during normal days, if I use around midnight to prepare sermon, it's okay.
但是对有婴儿的家长，其实通常半夜不太好睡，或者是白天就是非常累，所以还没到半夜就睡着了。
And so for parent with young baby, then during midnight you cannot sleep that well. Or sometimes during the daytime you are so tired, and then you will fall asleep during around midnight.
所以我真的每一个晚上我都立志说我今天要准备，但是都睡着。
And so every night I set a resolution and say tonight is the night that I will prepare my sermon, but every night I fall asleep.
那我之前也有听过其别的传道同工当了爸爸之后就分享，他真的没有办法准备今天的这个讲道，结果在做梦的时候神帮助他准备。
And so I've even heard my co-workers testifying that after he become a father, he really do not have time to prepare for sermon, and then God helped him to prepare a sermon during his dream.
那结果就在这个准备过年的这个时间，准备过年的领会的这个时间，我自己体验到这样的神迹。
And so it is on this event of me trying to prepare a sermon for a new year, I also experienced this miracle.
我真的就是在做梦的时候，也一直在想我要讲的内容。
And so true enough, even in my dream, I still thinking about the content that I will deliver.
那我真的也不知道我是半梦半醒，还是就是圣灵在带领我想讲章。
And so I don't know if I was half asleep or maybe it was the Holy Spirit guiding me to prepare this sermon.
那总之就是那个讲章真的就是在半夜的时候半梦半醒这样子一直想，然后白天就赶快记下来，然后就这样准备。
And so for that sermon, I thought of the content around midnight during my dream, and then when I woke up in the morning, I start to write it down, and that's how I prepared for that sermon.
那在当妈妈的期间其实有很多祷告的机会。
And so when you become a mother, there are many opportunities that you can pray.
因为太常遇到绝境。
Because you often encounter dead ends.
那所以每次遇到绝境的时候就是只能祷告。
And so every time when you come to a dead end, you need to pray.
那在祷告的时候有时就是会一直为那一个绝境祷告，但是后来就发现其实就何不用这样的时间为事工祷告。
And so initially, every time when I knew that I pray for the dead end that I have encountered, but later on I realized why don't I use this time to pray for divine works.
所以就有时候祷告就在想圣经的内容有时候在为事工，有时候为弟兄姐妹祷告。
And so during my prayer, sometimes I am thinking about the scriptures or praying for a divine work or praying for one of the brethren.
那眼前的那个绝境就莫名其妙祷告， 我就祷告为神祷告，那神就为我解决我眼前的绝境。
And so marvelously, so during my prayer, I simply pray for the matter of God, and then God will resolve the dead end that I have encountered.
那所以像这个领会的事也是一样，就在反正也是遇到绝境就是要祷告，那就在祷告就去祷告领会的内容。
And so similarly with this preparing for sermon is because I come to a dead end and therefore I can do nothing else but pray. And during the prayer, I thought about the content of my sermon.
那感谢神就让我在领会的过程中，神就赐我当说的话。
And thank God that during the sermon, God gave me words that I should speak.
并且在讲述的当中，其实有一些本来还没有想得很清楚的地方，那就在讲的时候就讲出了就让我讲得很清楚，然后我自己也学习到了。
And so sometimes during the sermon, there are passages that I did not prepare well, but during the sermon, I was able to explain it clearly, and I also learned from it myself.
所以，侍奉的能力，或者所要侍奉的那些我们还不足的地方，其实只要我们有愿做的心，主必预备。
And so in terms of the power to serve or the areas that we are lacking, as long as we have the will to serve, then God will prepare for us.
主必不会将我们提不起的重担加给我们。
And God will not place a burden that we cannot bear upon us.
那所以我们作为父母，只要能够放胆交托，主必看顾，主也必加添。
And so as a parent, as long as we can be bold and entrust everything to God, then God will look after us and God will give us strength.
那我们第一节先到这里，请大家同心默祷。
We will end our first lesson here. Let's say a silent prayer.